hundreds of people are marching at UC Santa Barbara in support of immigration reform. Some of the more than 750 marchers are here because of the principles involved, but others like Monica Coronel are fighting for the right to stay in the U.S. She was born in Jalisco, Mexico, but has lived in the U.S. since she was six.
I think that people don't understand what it's like to be undocumented in this country, and they believe the rhetoric that's out there that we're job stealers and we're criminals, but that's not true. So even if the Trump rhetoric wasn't there, I still think that people would have a hard time believing that we are contributing to U.S. society.
Coronel is a graduate student at UCSB. The 24-year-old worries about whether she'll be able to finish her education and follow her dream of becoming a communications professor.
I'm worried about not being able to finish my degree because of a lack of status. So it's something that I worry about because right now I just began the program and I want to finish, but that's something that is always in the back of my head. Oh, maybe I won't be able to finish because I lack citizenship.
Concern about the situation prompted the UCSB Undocumented Students Group IDEAS to sponsor Monday's march through the campus. March 5th was the deadline set by President Trump for Congress to come up with an immigration plan to replace the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Congress failed to come up with a replacement for DACA or act on the immigration reform issue. But judges have ruled in favor of lawsuits forcing the federal government to renew the program. The rulings have given Dreamers at least a temporary reprieve, one which experts say could last until this fall. Cyan Sullivan is one of the marchers.
I think that people don't understand like the fear of undocumented students on campus and like understand like the emotional toll that it takes on people who are just trying to get an education to be worried about their status and all the emotional toil that comes with having someone threaten your educational journey.
Pastor Rich Sander with Santa Barbara's Pueblo Free Methodist Church is carrying a sign as he marches.
My sign says, put some avocado on racism so white people take notice. And if you're reading this, you matter. I think that people think that not only is it someone else's problem, I think that people are rejecting immigrants because they don't know any, and they don't actually realize that it's our neighbors, it's people that work alongside us, are in our homes and in our communities. It's really nice to be out here today and see people not be afraid to declare that they're undocumented.
Demonstrator Danielle Moeller says it's upsetting that so many of her classmates and so many people in general are caught in immigration limbo.
Honestly, it makes me pretty angry because it's not fair for people who have been here most of their life and are being told that they're not citizens because they don't have a piece of paper. They're trying to push them and make them leave to Mexico or wherever, and they don't feel like they're welcome there because they grew up here. This is where everything that they know and love is. And it's not fair to try and make them leave to somewhere that they're not going to be necessarily accepted.
UCSB student Cipolli Vasquez isn't a DACA student, but she says her family, which gave up so much so she could have a college education, is among those stuck in immigration limbo.
Thanks. Many of my family members actually.
So is that scary knowing that you could be here and part of your family would have to leave?
Yes, definitely. I fear that my parents will be like banned from here. I'm going to be by myself. So that's why I'm here. I'm here to fight for them. Because of them, I'm going to UCSB, such a great school, because of them. So it's my duty to them to fight for them, since they fought for me and they gave me this and they got me here.
The people united will never be divided.
Many of the marchers admit they aren't optimistic about immigration reform happening in the near future, but they say they want to keep up pressure to not only protect the 700,000 people enrolled in DACA, but to push for legal status for other undocumented immigrants they say are just trying to create better lives for their families. At UCSB, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.